97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
What is going on anymore where Colbert is see you later, alligator, and now Jimmy Fallon is going to host Greg Gutfeld on The Tonight Show, which is kind of interesting. Gutfeld.
Why is that? I'm curious to see how this goes down, but what's the reasoning behind that? Because Gutfeld is doing so well and Fallon's failing, and so they're hoping that some of Gutfeld's viewers will want to watch The Tonight Show? Is that the thinking?
So, part of it to me believes the strategy is if you can't beat them, join them. Other part of the strategy is if it makes it look like we're all friends and, you know, we all have differences, but we have different types of ways we entertain. But at the end of the day, we just like to go out afterwards and, you know, we'll decompress together and, you know, we're not all so bad. I feel like this is the Tonight Show's way of saying, hey, conservatives, see, we're all friends. Why don't you give me a shot, too?
Probably true.
I don't know how that's going to play out with Gutfeld. I mean, he's got a much larger audience.
Yep.
I think his style's a lot different. It's quite frankly, a lot more entertaining than the Tonight Show and these other ones. So.
Does it say when that's airing? Isn't it coming up here pretty soon?
August 7th?
Okay, so it's coming up this week, then.
Thursday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Friday morning, then, we should have some clips from that. I'll be very curious. Hey, did you hear about this Minnesota meteorologist who has kind of gone viral because they were covering severe weather? This is the Rochester news station, KTTC, their chief meteorologist. So, you know, they do wall-to-wall coverage when it's a serious situation like that. And he was seen on camera holding up his phone, and you can see him furiously texting someone, and I guess he ended up getting a bunch of emails. People were mad saying it wasn't professional and they were upset that he was, you know, texting or whatever he was doing when he was on the air. Well, he said, look, you know, my family, my wife and kids live here in this area and I want to make sure that they're safe and they're aware of what's going on. So he's making no apologies for what happened. And I respect that. I get it. I mean, if you're on the air for hours on end and you don't really have a break, I can have some grace for the guy that he would want to text his wife and make sure that she and the kids are okay. So I don't know why people are that upset about it and they were offended that he did that. Is that really that big of a deal?
No, and you know, quite frankly, I've done that before, working late nights and there's, you know, tornado warnings and things like that going on and you're like, okay, they're probably asleep right now. I'm just going to call them. Like it while the weather was playing on, I would call them and just talk to them on the phone and tell them, hey, storm's coming. You got to get the kids down in the basement.
Right.
Because you get worried about these things. There was a meteorologist when I was working in Fort Wayne. His name was Curtis Smith. He would do this on television. He would call his family while on TV because he was the lone meteorologist. And he would basically let the green screen map do its thing. And he would just step aside and you would hear him calling his family in the background.
Wow.
Hey, get the kids down in the basement. And that had such an impact on me. I was like, you know what? I'm doing the same thing. He's right.
Wow.
You got to get your family safe.
It was effective that you heard him telling his own family that. That's a good point. Interesting.
Yeah. You know, the WNBA has a controversy right now because fans keep bringing these sex toys to throw on the court. And
why?
The players are very upset about this. Once you open up that Pandora's box, you know people are going to be doing this for the end of time at WNBA games, right? Like, in Detroit, they throw the octopus on the ice. People find ways to sneak it in, even though you're not allowed to do it. You know, once you realize they don't want you to do it and people online are getting a reaction and laughing, some joker is going to be doing this all the time now. So you have to be careful. The Streisand effect in instances like this, fans will get ejected. A one-year ban for throwing these objects on the court. Players hate it. Fans, I'm sure, hate it because, you know, that's not really the thing you want to be throwing on the court to... because it's kind of gross.
It's gross.
You know, it's demeaning and humiliating because they're trying to play sports. And I find that airport security is going to be on high alert right now. Anything
that may
look like...
What are you bringing in your suitcase? What is under the shirt?
And honestly, this is going to sound gross. I don't know what women keep in their purses. I'm guessing some women might have things that may be questionable that are going to start getting rejected immediately at the gate. And it's going to be very embarrassing for some people.
This whole thing is weird. I think Sophie Cunningham or whatever her name is, she kind of went off about that whole situation. Well, here's a weird relationship. Best Buy and IKEA are partnering up. And what they're going to do is they're going to have, you've been to IKEA, right, Ryan? Where they have this is one of my favorite parts of IKEA. They have all those little, what do you call them? Like a room setup. What am I thinking of?
Full displays.
Thank you. A display center, whatever. Anyway, they're going to have like mini display centers from IKEA in the middle of Best Buy. Now, they're only rolling this out so far in 10 different IKEA stores, and unfortunately none in Illinois or Missouri. But if this is successful, it sounds like this could be a thing. So Texas and Florida, I think, are the test markets to see how effective this is. But IKEA could be coming to a Best Buy near you. I mean, I don't know how many people are going to Best Buy in person these days. So maybe they're hoping this will drive more traffic. I don't know.
Fantastic idea. Especially for kids setting up dorm rooms when they're in small spaces anyway. They want to see what a TV would look like in that space or whatever.
Good call.
I think super smart collaboration. So good for them. And I don't know. I feel like this is going to be a good thing to get people in and maybe a little bit more enjoyable.
Get more at 971talk.com.